The director of crops at the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Asante Crobia, says the fight against the fall armyworm invasion, which affected crops in some parts of the Ashanti, Bonohafu and the northern regions, has been successful. He said periodic spraying of the affected farms and the adoption of recommended practices for farmers during the sensitization exercise have yielded positive results. Mr. Crobia emphasized that the menace will no longer spread to other farms and that production will not be affected. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Fortunately, as of now, the situation is really under control. Invariably, the spraying exercise in the on the farms of farmers in the regions and districts has been very, very successful. And as we speak now, everything is totally under control.
Some farmers early on had challenges with the spraying exercise. Have that been resolved now?
All those have been resolved. You see, the fall armyworm menace took us all unawares because it's not an occurrence that we have been experiencing in the past. So to us as technical people and to the farmers who are beneficiaries of our services and those who are affected directly, it was something that came on us abrupt. That is why maybe some of the farmers were making some complaints. You see, on the farmers' side, they even didn't know the existence of these pests and they couldn't even identify them. Well, they were similar to other caterpillars that we know in the system. But with time, now the farmers are getting those through education and extension service advice. They are coming to know and appreciate the type of insects and also how to really do the spraying. Usually, controlling these type of pests is not like the other pests that the farmers are aware of. There is no way this incident can affect food production because the extent of damage is not significant enough for it to be able to affect food production.
Mr. Asante Crobia said assessments of affected farms are still ongoing and decision on compensation will be finalized after the assessment.
Education has gone on very well and farmers are cooperating and our officers too are doing their best on the field. And fortunately, the heavy rains too have come to assist the control measures.
Were there some kind of compensation for farmers whose farms were affected?
Now we are trying to establish actually whose farms were seriously damaged or completely destroyed. That assessment is ongoing. And after we have been able to establish that, then there will be a decision by government as to how to handle that situation. So I cannot tell you conclusively how it's going to be handled because it's a policy issue that has to be discussed and then the proper approach attached to it.